Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, America-loving patriots. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty coming at you from Spokane, Washington. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday.
Yes.
Where the truth of God is black and white.
And boy, do we have some truth today.
This is so exciting to run across this. This is, it's just, God has a way of revealing the truth, doesn't
yes.
he? Always. Always. And it's not just truth in the political realm this time, where, you know, here we have to listen to liars day in and day out from all the communist media, right?
Yes.
Well, we're talking about an entirely different truth today, and this announcement is massive.
Yep.
This is for any of you in the community of the scientific community, astronomy especially, evolution, the people that brought you the evolution, the theory of evolution, Charles Darwin, all of
right.
that nonsense. We've got something here that just basically wraps it all up, wads it up, and throws it all in the garbage.
Yep, exactly. And man, we've been covering some of this stuff recently with Dr.
Jason Lyle, yep.
who's been really exposing some mind-blowing things. He's an astronomer, and astrophysicist. Amazing. And so he's talked about the Webb telescope
right.
in the past. This is not by him. But this is a new development, something new that just came out, and we're just
this is very exciting because this is
reaffirming to our faith.
In college, when I was studying physics and engineering, I had several different books by Michio Kaku, and he's very much into explanation of theory of relativity and everything, and so he's been out there for quite some time. Well, what is going on with this James Webb telescope is that all the pictures, I mean, it's able to go out farther and get way, way better pictures of galaxies, even farther away than we've ever been able to see before.
Yeah.
And so what the Webb telescope is doing is turning our entire scientific community on its ear, because
it's blowing up everything that they thought they knew.
That's right.
And what we've seen with the Hubble telescope, which was such a breakthrough in and of itself, they're being able to look so deep into space with the Hubble telescope, they're finding stars that they never knew even existed. But with the Webb telescope, it's looking so much further that the stars that the Hubble discovered, they're realizing, are not stars at all. They are galaxies.
They're galaxies.
Millions, billions of galaxies.
Yes. And so the problem that this creates is that all this time, this whole theory, the Big Bang theory, basically started in 1930 with I'm probably going to kill the pronunciation of his name, but George Lemaître, right? Who was
a
Belgian cosmologist and Catholic priest. And the theory that he started back in 1930 was basically, well, universally accepted, right?
Right.
No pun intended, right? Accepted by nearly all astronomers today, and was, that's been accepted ever since then. So
they're
still
trapped.
About,
so they're trapped in 1930s technology
yes.
of science.
Well, and George Lemaître, you know, he was part of the scientific community with Einstein
right.
you know, all of those guys. And so for anybody to be saying now that, oh my gosh, we weren't just wrong, we were so wrong. And that's the claim right now, is they're saying we were wrong.
Yeah.
And so they're showing that in what Big Bang says was the explosion caused all of these pieces, particles, to be blown out, and that as time went on, technically they'd say that only small pieces would be in the beginning, you know,
right,
and the bigger pieces, including the large conglomerate star systems that formed galaxies, those would be more recent, like out towards us where we are in the Milky Way galaxy.
Right.
Well, and so everything was based on the expansion theory.
Yes.
You know, because of a huge explosion, the Big Bang, right? Well, this Webb telescope now says, well, the statement from Michio Kaku is that what they can see now is forcing them to rethink everything they know.
Yes.
And so we have this clip here from this video where basically they're describing this is the mother of all shocking discoveries, according to the scientific community. And they're actually freaking out.
They're panicking.
They're losing their minds, because what this means is that all along, they've all believed that there was not God, and God did not create the universe, and God did not create the earth. This is all just because of a big explosion, and then evolution came along, and we were amoebas in some goo, and we all just evolved over these millions and billions of years.
Right.
Well, so the Webb telescope is showing us now that there's six brand new huge galaxies right at the point of the quote unquote origin of the universe, right?
Right.
Brand new huge galaxies the size of our own Milky Way right at the very beginning. And so they can no longer claim that what they've been following is correct at all. They're all admitting we were wrong, but it's causing them to lose their mind. Listen to this clip now.
The giant time machine. Not exactly one that would let us physically travel back in time, but one that would show us glimpses of the universe from its nascent stage. But looking so far back into the universe, there's bound to be surprises, and not all are pleasant. Some are shocking. And the biggest shocker of all times has just been dropped by the James Webb Telescope. And it is driving panic through the hearts of astronomers, cosmologists, and common folk like you and me. With every new discovery, James Webb has been finding loopholes in our understanding of the universe. James Webb's latest discovery takes the cake. It's the mother of all shocking discoveries. One that is making cosmologists and astronomers question everything they've ever known about our universe. James Webb's recent discoveries of some of the earliest galaxies might just disprove the Big Bang. There have always been doubts regarding the standard cosmological model. But this revelation has left everyone shook. Now, science is all about questioning things. But watching such a focal event in the cosmos get questioned is terrifying, to say the least. If the Big Bang didn't happen, then how did we come into being? How did all of these galaxies, nebulae, stars, planets come into existence? Who is stretching the fabric of the universe? Are we living in a simulation created by advanced alien beings? Or are the engineers of our universe something beyond our comprehension altogether? I'm sorry to take off on this tangent. I don't know about you, but this new discovery has certainly filled me with a constant subtle dread, and led me to question reality as we know it. So, let's take a moment to collect ourselves and circle back. The Big Bang never happened.
This is so amusing to me to see the reaction.
I know, me too.
Of this. and of course, you know, we ended the clip there with the Big Bang never happened. So if the Big Bang didn't happen, listen to this. Who is stretching out the universe?
Right.
Well, let's throw out some hypotheses here, right? Could it be advanced alien beings? And who are the engineers of our universe then? And this very same thing has filled him with constant sudden dread. You know, humanity, including science and scientists, prepare to meet your God.
That's right. Exactly. All along. Well, the Bible always is the backbone, and science will, if it's done correctly, will back up what the Bible says.
Yes.
And so it's just fascinating that you don't have to go very far, even, you know, to find this stuff out, you know,
right.
if you are a scientist and, you know, an astronomer, a cosmologist, and you really want to know, if you're thinking that a group of some civilization of aliens created the universe, if you would rather accept that over God creating the universe, that's more preposterous than even the Big Bang. It's more preposterous than the evolution, the theory of evolution. And you don't have to go very far. In fact, we'll just jump right into the word of the day, because, you know, Monochromatic Monday, we're talking about the truth of God.
Yes.
And it's being revealed in the stars. It's being revealed in the heavens. And so let's go right to the very document that confirms all of these findings. And of course, that is the first book in Genesis, right?
Yes.
And so Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, I'm going to read all the way through the fourth day. And that's chapter 1, verses 1 through 19. And it will please all of those people who are currently terrified in the scientific community to know that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Then God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." Thus God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. So the evening and the morning were the second day. Then God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear," and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth," and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind, and God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the third day. Then God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night. Let them be for signs and seasons and for days and years. Let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth." And it was so. Then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And that's it. And so...
So you overeducated scientists.
That's right.
Pay attention. And, you know, there's a reason why I believe this new revelation from this web telescope has filled me with constant sudden dread. That dread is the realization that this was not an accident. This was intentionally made, and there just might be a God. And that's where this sudden constant dread is coming from.
That's right. And that what the Christians have been saying for the past 2,000 years is all correct.
Right.
And that all their lives, they've lived not according to the Word of God, but according to their own incorrect theories.
Their own understanding.
Yep.
Yep.
and called themselves wise in their own eyes.
Yeah.
And that's called foolishness.
Exactly.
According to Proverbs. Yes. And so, but, you know, but this is kind of a precipice for them, that now that they know that they're wrong and they're not stupid. I mean, astronomers, cosmologists, these people are
very intelligent.
Are mathematical, pretty much geniuses. If you can,
right.
Astronomers have, oh my God, there's so much math to be an astronomer. And so, I mean, it takes massive brains. And so they should be able to reason. You know what I mean? Reason.
One would think
that.
I mean, because math is logical.
Right. And so is the Word of God. The Word of God is logical and builds precept upon precept.
Right.
And everything is, that's the whole thing about God it's a blessing, first of all,
right.
That he is logic. He is based on one thing leads to the next thing. It all builds upon each other. It's all true. It's all logical. I mean, it's fantastic. And in fact, mathematicians, astronomers, cosmologists should all thrive in the Word of God, knowing that his word is order.
Yeah.
His word is truth. The whole backbone of logic is truth.
Yeah. You would think so, and it is, but also Satan is the master deceiver.
That's
and
right.
He has really thrived in the academia. And so he's gone over, he's targeted otherwise very bright minds,
right.
And very intelligent people. That goes to show how crafty he is, how capable he is of deceiving. And that's why it's so refreshing to see people like Dr. Lyle, who is a Christian with a biblical worldview of the universe,
right.
You know, of
yep.
Cosmology. And did I say that right?
No,
not a cosmetologist.
Right, not cosmetologist. Right.
Yeah. So.
Did I? I might have even said that. I mean, gosh.
I don't think so.
I hope not.
Whoever come up with that word for putting on makeup.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, you know, it's just, I don't know. This was really cool to find. And what was the source for this?
Anyway. Well, this was just a video that I ran across on YouTube that I had a random inkling to find something interesting to listen to, and I ran across, I typed in the Webb Telescope, and this is what came up. This is the most recent statement from Michio Kaku, and he's, you know, huge in the scientific community, especially in theory of relativity and whatnot. And like I said, I have a couple of his books, so just the fact that they're now saying this, it's, first of all, let me just say that because they're on this precipice where the floor has just been ripped out from underneath these
right.
people, right?
Yep.
They're scrambling. They need the comfort to know that there is an answer.
Yes.
The answer can be found directly in the Bible.
Yep.
It's okay. They don't have to scramble. They don't have to be terrified. They don't have to wonder if there's an alien civilization that created the universe. It was God. And
right.
even better than that is God loves them.
Well,
and wants them to be in his fold. You know, that's the whole part, is that they love his creation. They
yeah.
they already are in
with
love
it.
with his creation.
Yeah.
And so it should be a comfort to them if they looked up Dr. Jason Lyle, who is a biblical you know, he's a astrophysicist.
Yeah, he's one of several.
Know, and so if they want a good place to start on how to interpret all of this scientifically, Dr. Jason Lyle is perfect for all of them. So they don't have to be terrified, and their minds can be assured that God has them, and that the great creator of all of these things that they love to study so much, and that the James Webb Telescope is proving right now, is all the mighty works of God.
Well, this is a really good honesty check
right
here for them to, they're at a crossroads. So this is the point where they need to ask themselves, am I truly in search of the truth?
The truth, right.
Is that what I'm, as a scientist, are you looking for the truth, or are you looking for some way to shore up the lie that you've fallen in love with that are clinging to?
Right.
If you're really looking for the truth, this right here is going to, it's going to show. It's going to reveal. Well,
and it's, and what's also interesting is that there's some comments made in this video of why is this not the most important thing on the news right now?
Right.
Why aren't they covering any of this in the news? Because this whole, the whole theory of evolution, this has all been backed by the communists.
Yes.
Ever since the beginning of that. In fact, it was the British Crown that funded Darwin and Galton to make sure that this was the accepted theory of how life began and that God had nothing to do with it.
Right.
That was the British Crown that funded that.
Yep.
And pushed that. And that also allowed the whole eugenics theory to develop and,
yes,
and come about and basically describe all of the atheists and pagans as being superior to all of the rest of us useless eaters.
Right.
And so what's very fascinating is that this all boils down to the satanic paganism.
Right.
Right? That they don't want all the elites that are pagans, that are driven by the lies of Satan, they don't want us to know about creationists.
Right.
You know, they don't want us to support creationism. They don't want us to support that God created everything and that there is a God greater than them. Right.
That's right. And because they want to be gods.
They want to be superior. They yeah. want to be gods. And they want all of us to be inferior. And just like Yuval Noah Harari, you know,
yes.
All of the WEF, these are all the Satan propelled people. And so they will hide things like the history of the giants, the Nephilim,
yes.
even though there are skeletons that have been found worldwide.
Right.
Nephilim built structures worldwide that
right.
they still can't explain. All of that is always poo-pooed and covered up. Same reason as now they're not, this is not going to touch the BlackRock owned mass media of the world,
right.
that God created the universe. And even though all the scientists are willing to basically admit it, they're willing to swallow their own pride and say, we were wrong. We're not just wrong. We've been dead wrong.
Yeah, we've been dead wrong. So we need to find out what the truth is. So was this an alien life form, or who are the engineers behind all this now?
Right.
You know, let's look everywhere else but God.
Right.
So like I said, this is a good opportunity. This is a good honesty check to find out if they truly are looking for truth or if they're looking for another example that they can use to shore up their lies.
Right. I think, you know, if they're as logical as we're hoping that they are, they should be able to say, well, if that was wrong, then this, and this says clearly and has always been out there saying he is the one that created the universe, maybe we should look into that.
Right. Absolutely.
So hopefully that will start them in the right direction. But boy, they've got Satan blocking all of it. So we know that the seed that falls on stony ground, Jesus says Satan plucks up those little seeds so that as soon as they hear a little bit of truth, Satan will try to steal it away from you. So they've kind of got an uphill battle, but all they have to do is open the Bible and start with chapter one.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was right about that time too, when the British Crown was, I guess, what's the word, not funding, but commissioning Darwin, you know, on that work, The Origins of the Species.
Right.
There was about that time too, when I think it was at Carnegie or somebody, when it was also scientific research on oil, when they were discovering
oil. Oh, that
oil.
Was Rockefeller.
Rockefeller.
Yeah.
When they said in their findings, the word was put out, don't refer to this as a renewable resource. Call it fossil fuel.
Fossil fuel. Yeah.
Fossil fuel was the term that they shoved on the entire world to imply that it was a temporary and limited energy supply.
Right.
So it could run out at any time. That makes it valuable, right? I mean, if our streets were paved with gold, the gold wouldn't have the value. If you could dig it up everywhere you walk, you can't stop stepping on gold.
Right.
But when it's something that's rare, that makes it valuable. Yep. So oil is limited. It's a fossil fuel. And, you know, all those fossils from all those plants and animals and dinosaurs, well, that's all there is, you know.
Yeah,
and
so that's a big lie.
Yeah, it is a big lie. And I mean, they keep finding these oil deposits where it's like,
they're being renewed.
Hundreds of years worth. They're depleting them and then they're replenishing.
Yep.
And so, you know, God put the resources here on this earth, exactly what we'd need for the time that we're going to be here.
That's right. And, you know, there's so many other, just, you know, this, it makes me ecstatic because God is so amazing, and his truth is never going to be able to be suppressed because, first of all, it's God.
Right.
And just like we've got the mass media telling the whole world lies, now everybody and their dog has a podcast, right, that's going to tell the truth. And so, you know, that's also kind of the fun part of God is you can't suppress the truth. And especially since God is the superior creator, there's no way we're going to be able to block him, right?
Yeah, the more you try, the more it reproduces itself.
Yeah,
you know, there's been a lot of discussion about the advent of the internet and technology and cell phones and, you know, how it's ushered in, you know, evil. It's taken evil to a whole nother level in our society. It's made, you know, pornography and things like that right at your fingertips, which is true. The enemy is always going to use something good for, you know, evil purposes. But here's the other side to this is prior to the internet and podcasts and the civilian journalists, all there was ABC, CBS, NBC.
Right.
And they all read from the same script and still do. And then now there's CNN, MSNBC and the others. And, they're all reading off the same script. So this technology has allowed the truth to get out. The more you try to suppress it, the more it replenishes itself.
Yep, it is.
Like oil, not fossil fuels.
Yeah, so so this is so appropriate for Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of God is black and white.
Yep.
And this is one of the biggest revelations that we've seen in the past, 90 years now.
Awesome.
And so,
we'll put these links here to the show. We're out of time, but man, you guys have a blessed, awesome Monochromatic Monday, and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
That's right. You have a marvelous Monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.